USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the Secret Service is out. Randolph Tex Allis has served as the chief of Secret Service since 2017. This as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced yesterday that Wednesday would be her last day.
I share the president's goal of securing the border. I will continue to support all efforts to address the humanitarian and security crisis on the border. And other than that, I'm on my way to keep doing what I can for the next few days.
A violent and bloody weekend in Chicago with at least four people dead and more than 20 wounded in shootings across the city, including one at a baby shower. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says no one should have to grow up around this.
Our kids deserve the sound of laughter, not the sound of gunfire, regardless of where they live.
Virginia and Texas Tech will face off in the college basketball national title game tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The Trump administration sends another message to the government of Iran. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Saying it's part of the maximum pressure campaign on Iran, the U.S. is labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley.
It's the first time the United States has recognized another government as a foreign terrorist organization. That means a lot because Iran's economy is already crippling.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, again accusing Iran of promoting instability in the Middle East, says this move was just and long overdue.
Gas prices went up an average of 6 cents a gallon from the last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has some bad news if you're heading to California.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
With more on our top story, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen resigned on Sunday as several open house investigations are pending against the department, and President Trump continues to express concern over what he's calling a continued border crisis. Serving as acting secretary in the interim is Kevin McAleon, Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Republican Congressman John Joyce of Pennsylvania says that whoever takes over for Nielsen has to ensure that our borders are secured.
I think the president clearly has an overview of who needs to be moving this forward. And we need to move this forward. As a member of House Homeland Security, we need to be able to back up what the president has clearly stated to us, that we are in a state of national emergency, that we need to provide Homeland Security with the right tools to move forward to stem the tide of illegal immigration into our country.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-and-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.